What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, before we hop into confessions, I want to give you an update on some cuts that are happening and some reporting, because Aaron Wilson, KPRC2, for whatever you believe of this particular report, says that Braxton Berrios looks good for the initial 53-man. I don't know if that is, where he is based. He said that's per sources. I don't know how, that comes mm-hmm. about. Like, does that mean that he's officially safe, or if that's
just sounds like his opinion, bro.
I'm putting out there, but I was like, huh, that's interesting wide receiver-wise. And then speaking of wide receiver-wise, Juwan Winfrey is being placed on IR. He apparently broke his hand in that last preseason game, but that's another wide receiver that's off the board there, and we're starting to see things kind of cut down. So by my count, I think we're at 74 on the roster as of right now, trying to get down to 53.
All right, let's get to confessions. We'll continue to discuss, of course. So, do you want to start with the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift confession? Or
just yeah, let's get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way?
Yeah.
All right. Does it make me a bad person that as soon as I saw this news, I wonder how long that marriage is going to last?
I mean, it's a celebrity marriage, so right? No. But
what do you think? 3 years? 2 years?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea how committed.
Anytime there's a celebrity engagement, I kind of go there and I feel bad about it. Maybe it's the real deal. What if Travis Kelce gets cut? How long is the engagement going to last?
I don't think he's going to get cut. It's interesting, though, because somebody on the text line was like, this is great news mm-hmm. because they think he's going to be even more distracted than they believe he was last year. Supposedly, he's like kind of hunkering down, continuing to say that he is, he's not done, like, or he's not on his last ride. But there's also other people that seem to believe this is going to be the last ride for him. So that might be an interesting kind of subcategory to keep in mind as you watch what's happening there and see if he continues to decline. And some of that might just be he's an aging tight end, right? Mm-hmm, Their decline is going to happen generally, but if you want to attribute that to his engagement, I imagine you could.
I wonder how long he got left in the NFL, though. Like, when is he going to decide
to
just
this year.
Retire? Yeah.
Could be this year. Yeah.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, this is my turn?
Yeah.
I completely forgot where I was.
I got another one.
Yeah, go ahead, because
I got one that I think you're gonna
got lost in the sauce, man.
I got one that I think you're going to have a strong opinion on. No.
This is my fault for not having a real one.
This is a real one. So I finally dug in and started watching The Gambler and the Cowboys. I hadn't watched any of the episodes.
Is that the Netflix doc?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And so I watched three episodes. And my confession is I can't take it serious.
Really?
I know a lot of the stuff that happened back then. I was obviously in the game, you know, writing columns and all that stuff. You know, early in the Cowboys, I went to the Cowboys Super Bowls during that era. I did a column on Jimmy Johnson talking about Jerry Jones. You know, I wasn't like a Cowboys beat writer, but I was in the mix back then. The Jerry Jones and a lot of the other people in this, but mostly Jerry Jones, he's just telling lie after lie.
Really?
That I consider to be a lie. You know, I like I said, I kind of was in the mix then, you know, and I just can't take that show seriously. It's entertaining, and it's fun to hear from these guys and to see the old video clips and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of BS in that thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, a decent amount of it I've seen, again, and we heard mm-hmm. from Jeff Perlman, who was talking about it, and mm-hmm. obviously he wrote the book Boys Will Be Boys, which is pretty definitive in some of the history of this time period mm-hmm. with the Cowboys. And he's like, it's clear they used his book. But I've also seen people talk about how, yeah, they're definitely, you know, Jerry Jones things being put in here 100%. To help him look better. But apparently no one looks all the way good in this, but they mm-hmm. try and kind of
have
make everybody redeem.
It?
No, I haven't.
I've
I haven't
seen three
taken
episodes
time.
And it's, I'm done. I'm not going to see any more. I think it feels like BS from what I was around. Feel, you know, I think it's BS. Jerry Jones is all about making Jerry Jones look good. There were some moments where he kind of fell on the sword, like the Landry stuff and all that. Oh, I didn't know, you know, but no, it's a fluff piece.
That is the thing that I always worry about when you have, especially Netflix has seemed to be a constant, constantly guilty of this is the way that I'll say that. Is when you give
we're
your
paying you to do a doc about yourself.
Yeah,
you could produce it.
Oh, great!
The Netflix business model is not make sure we have great content. It's just make sure there's content that's interesting and that catches people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have the subject as so heavily involved, especially like editorially in what is supposedly a documentary, you lose the journalistic aspect of it, which I think is what makes a documentary a documentary.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem that I've seen with a number of these. Starting with, I think the first one that got me there was the Johnny Manziel doc. Mm-hmm. Remember with the Untold?
Mm-hmm.
I was watching. I'm like, this
talk
feels
about leaving you wanting more.
Leaving you wanting more, feeling like we're not talking about all of the stuff that is here to be discussed. Mm-hmm. The one that I knew for sure, I was like, all right, I can't trust Netflix at all. They got out here with that Florida Gators doc, and I'm like, we ain't talking about half the stuff that I know that happened. Talk less of the things that I can't imagine happen that you guys would not talk about. Ain't no way.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way. So, yeah, no, I understand where you're coming from.
Somebody said 5 years and one kid. For Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Y'all wrong for that.
I like that.
I'm glad you talked about your time in the game because I mentioned Jeff Perlman. I've been really following his like press box chronicles, seeing some of like the videos that he's posting, leading or talking about things. And this one led to a confession for me. This is again Jeff Perlman talking about his time covering the Moneyball A's, I believe.
Mm-hmm. All he was is we were talking to him about different players around the league and he's like, the things that are incentivized are home runs and walks, and they don't care about strikeouts. But
This is the wrong one. But Jeff Perlman was just basically talking about being, I was looking for the Mariners. That's what it was. Talking about Ichiro and the Mariners. Sorry. But Jeff Perlman was talking about getting to interview a manager for the Mariners. Do you have this, Fig? My bad.
Yeah, let me grab it.
Hold on. Apologize for throwing you off there. But he was talking about a particular incident, and it made me think, my confession is, I feel like I'm getting shorted here, Lopez, for somebody that has been in the business for a long time. I feel like I don't get enough of these type of stories behind the scenes that are not like the ones that are reported, but are the things that are hilarious that stick with you. Here's Jeff Perlman.
I told this story a long time ago, but it was when I didn't have any TikTok followers, so I'll tell it again. I was a young writer at Sports Illustrated. I was doing a piece about Ichiro. I think it was his rookie year, Ichiro Suzuki. And I wanted to interview Seattle Mariners manager Lou Piniella. And the PR people for the Mariners told Piniella, and he said, just interview him in his office. So I walk into his office, and I say, Skip, are you here? He always called him Skip. He said, yeah, I'm in here. And he calls back from the bathroom. So come on in. I walk into the bathroom. I'm not joking. And Lou Piniella is urinating. So he's standing at a urinal, pants down, urinating. He is holding a hoagie in his hand, a tuna and Swiss hoagie in his hand, and a cigarette that's flaming in his hand. So he's urinating, holding a hoagie, holding a cigarette, and talking to me about Ichiro Suzuki all at the same time. It remains of all the things I've seen in baseball, Barry Bonds, Ricky Henderson, Mark McGwire, Jose Canseco, Greg Maddux, Andy Pettit, name them, the most amazing single accomplishment I've ever seen. I wasn't watching Ichiro play for my story on Ichiro. It was watching Lou Piniella talk about Ichiro while smoking a cigarette, holding a hoagie, and urinating. By far.
Like, he was not going to write that in any piece.
Yeah.
But that's an experience you're not getting anywhere else, and that's a story you're not getting anywhere else.
See, you don't do that anymore, and I'm fortunate that, you know, when I was on the beat, I would travel with the team, saw a lot of stuff like this. You would go into the coach's or the manager's office, and just sit down and shoot the bleep, you know. It was a different time, and, you know, actually, that's one thing that Skip Bayless talked about in that documentary, you know, how he traveled with the Cowboys, and he saw a lot of the stuff that was going on. That's where he started with his connections. It was a different time. I'm trying to think, like, one example like that that I saw up close and personal. I saw Lasorda eating a plate of spaghetti with a couple of Bud Lights, cussing out a writer right next to me. But he did that a lot.
He's like, that wasn't special. That was just how he operated.
You know, that was like every week. The interesting one was, you remember a basketball player named Caldwell Jones?
Yeah.
Caldwell Jones was...
I think. Let me make sure I'm wrong.
He actually played for the Rockets for a little bit, but he was an ABA player, and he was sitting next to another basketball player named Zarko Pospai, who you don't remember. Zarko was one of the first Yugoslavian players to come and play in the NBA. Zarko was a chain smoker, and Caldwell Jones always had two beers waiting for him at his locker after a game. So Caldwell Jones had his two beers, one in each hand, and Zarko was smoking a no-filter cigarette. After the game, when I walked in to interview him. So the first two guys I saw was Zarko, you know, sucking on a heater, and Caldwell throwing back two beers, one in each hand. I'm like, this is wild.
Peak athletic form.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there you go. Those are the lunchtime professions.
Could shoot. Couldn't play any defense.
Guess so. Yeah. Guess so. Somebody said, that's so not like Jerry to do something that's not self-serving. That's right. That's right. You're right. Some of your P1 listeners are also Swifties. Thank you. So, tell me a story, OG.
You're welcome.
Don't worry. That'll be the end of that for the day. There's plenty of other things to talk about because coming up next, it's a Tuesday, even though it's cut down day. We're gearing up for week zero of college football. So let's do a little bit of college football on a Tuesday, including something that's interesting that the SEC is trying to put together with their new schedule. Let's figure out who particular teams' rivals are. We'll talk about that more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.